Welcome to our deep dive into all the AI news that dropped January 4th, 2025. We're looking at your daily chronicle of AI developments, so like kind of a supercharged news feed, you know. Are you ready to go through some seriously cool AI breakthroughs? Maybe even some blunders along the way?
Absolutely. AI is such a dynamic field. There's always something new popping up.
Okay, so first up, Meta had to pull its AI-generated profiles off of Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and get this. Users actually reported that they felt uneasy about interacting with them, especially because they couldn't even block them.
That's interesting. It really raises the question of control in the digital world. Like, imagine talking to an AI and not being able to just stop talking to it. It's a whole new level of the user experience that we haven't really thought about before.
And it makes you think about how fast AI is changing how we talk to each other online. So let's switch gears to a massive development. Microsoft is putting a crazy $80 billion into AI data centers this year.
80 billion. Wow. That's more than some countries' whole GDP. And this isn't just about running their own AI. This is about Microsoft possibly becoming the platform for everyone else's AI, too.
It's a big move for sure. So what does it mean if one company controls this much AI infrastructure? I mean, for the future of data privacy international relations, this could make the US the leader in AI, which could kick off a whole new tech race.
Exactly. This goes way beyond just tech. Think how this might change cloud computing costs for businesses, or how governments might want to regulate access to this AI power.
It feels like we're watching them set up the board for a whole new era of technology. And speaking of big tech companies, let's talk Apple. Their Apple Intelligence is growing, which is good, but it's also making some dumb mistakes, like with the news alerts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of ironic, isn't it?
It does seem like a contradiction. I mean, Apple Intelligence is supposed to be all about a smooth, personalized experience, right? So when it eats up all your storage and still gets basic stuff wrong, it can really mess with people's trust. It's like Apple Intelligence is trying to be your assistant, but also filling your phone with junk. You'd think they'd have that figured out by now.
Well, this goes to show that even with AI, getting more and more complex reliability and trust are still super important. It's this balancing act between giving people new features and making sure they work.
So this next one is exciting because it's like science fiction becoming real. Snap just put out SnapGen. It's an AI that makes high-resolution images right on your phone. Like, imagine a pro photographer just in your pocket.
That's really cool. It's a perfect example of how AI is making creative tools available for everyone. This kind of tech could totally change how we think about art and design. Is everyone going to be an artist now, or are we going to need new ways to define creativity? It's such an exciting time to be exploring all this.
It makes you wonder if AI will ever really be able to copy the human touch, or if there will always be something unique about art made by a person. And speaking of pushing boundaries, Google's Gemini is still in that AI race, trying to do what's never been done before.
Oh, yeah, the competition is wild. Every time Google or its rivals have a breakthrough, it pushes the whole field forward. It's like watching an arms race of innovation, but instead of weapons, they're making smarter and smarter AI.
Okay, I have to ask about this one. Robots with moose-inspired feet.
It sounds crazy, but it's actually pretty brilliant. Moose can walk on super muddy and slippery ground because their feet have a special design that spreads their weight out just right. Researchers have taken that same idea and used it for robots, making robots that can handle some of the toughest environments.
So no more muddy trails, just robot moose feet.
But seriously, what could we actually use this for?
Think about rescuing people in disaster zones or exploring dangerous places, maybe even delivering packages to places with bad roads. It opens up so many possibilities for robots.
I can definitely see a robot moose bringing my next package. And talking about big steps forward, Google's also made some progress with quantum computing, but it's still super expensive. It's like we're so close to something huge. Quantum computing could change so many industries, but it's still in its early days. Google's breakthrough is big, but it'll take time and money to make it affordable for everyone.
Like having the key to a treasure chest, but it costs $1 million to turn it?
Exactly. It has so much potential, but not many people can use it yet.
Well, hopefully that key gets cheaper soon. Now, this next story might make you rethink how you invest.
Oh, you mean the AI bot that's been in the news for its stock market predictions? It's been getting incredible results.
It's all over the headlines. It feels like something out of a movie. Do you think this is the beginning of the end for human stockbrokers?
It definitely makes you think. Even though it's just one example, it makes you wonder about the future of investing. Imagine AI making all the big money decisions.
Do you think AI will ever be able to perfectly predict the stock market, or is it just too unpredictable?
That's the question, isn't it? The stock market is so complex, affected by everything from global events to how people are feeling. AI can analyze data and see patterns better than us, but there's always going to be some level of unpredictability.
So maybe we shouldn't hand our whole life savings over to an AI just yet. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. And even the most advanced AI can have problems, as we saw with ChatGPT going down recently.
Right, and they're saying it's their cloud provider's fault, which proves a point. Even the smartest AI still needs basic infrastructure. It's like having a super brain with a weak body.
It makes you think about how reliable AI is, especially when we might need it to work perfectly in serious situations.
Absolutely. As we start to depend on AI more and more, we need to make sure that the systems behind it are strong and can handle problems. We can't have important AI systems failing because of something like a server issue.
Okay, let's talk about something that should help us online. AI, fact-checking. But so far, it seems a little hit or miss.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's shown some promise at finding and flagging fake news. But it can also make mistakes. Sometimes it even makes fake news worse instead of stopping it. It's a tough problem, especially since AI learns from huge data sets that might have biases or wrong information already in them.
It's like a double-edged sword, right? We want AI to fight fake news, but sometimes it becomes part of the problem.
Exactly. It shows that we can't just blindly believe everything an algorithm tells us. We still got to think critically and be careful about what we see online.
So AI can be a helpful tool against misinformation, but it's not a perfect solution.
Right. We need to keep doing research and making AI fact-checking better, and we need to be careful about what we believe online.
Well said. All right, this last story is a big one. Researchers at Stanford used AI to predict when the Earth will hit its highest warming point.
Yeah, it reminds us that climate change is real and a serious problem. But it also shows how powerful AI is for analyzing complex data and giving us insights that can help us make decisions.
It's like AI is giving us a preview of the future so we can change course before it's too late.
In a way, yeah. By using AI, we can understand how our planet works better and make smarter choices to protect it.
Wow, we've gone through a ton of AI news today. From problems on social media to robot moose feed and groundbreaking predictions, it's clear AI is changing our world super fast and in ways we're just beginning to understand.
It's crazy exciting to be following this field. Every day, it seems like there's a new discovery or a new challenge.
I'm already wondering what tomorrow's news will be. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a minute to think about everything we've learned today.
It really shows that AI isn't some far-off thing anymore. It's part of our everyday lives. Like, it's affecting everything from the news we see to how we invest our money.
Yeah, it does feel like we're standing at the edge of something brand new. Exciting, but also a little scary, you know?
I get that. I think a lot of people feel that way. Like, we're amazed by what AI can do, but also kind of worried about what could go wrong. We got to be careful and make sure it's used for good.
Which brings up something really important with all this progress. There are all these ethical questions that come up. We've seen how AI can be biased or used for spying. So how do we make sure AI is used to help people not hurt them?
That's the tough question, right? It's not simple. We need to talk about it openly, work together. Tech people, policymakers, the public, everyone. And we need to be transparent and hold AI development accountable. We need rules and guidelines that put people first and make sure AI helps everyone, not just a few.
It's like we need a whole new set of rules for the age of AI, something that considers all these new problems and opportunities.
Totally. It's not just about keeping AI from doing bad things. It's about using it to solve the world's biggest problems, like climate change, poverty, and disease. We got to use AI to make a fairer world.
Speaking of using AI for good, did you hear about that project where they're using AI to analyze satellite pictures to track deforestation in the Amazon?
Yeah. That's a great example of how AI can help us protect the planet. By giving us real-time data on where trees are being cut down, AI can help catch illegal logging and stop more damage.
It's amazing that AI can watch over huge parts of the planet and give us the info we need to protect our resources.
Right. It shows how AI can help us tackle those big environmental problems we're facing, like climate change and losing species. AI can help us understand these problems better and find solutions that actually work.
It's like having an extra set of eyes on the Earth helping us see what we might miss.
Exactly. AI can crunch through tons of data, way more than we ever could, giving us a full picture of how the Earth's working and helping us make smarter choices to protect it.
It's good to know AI can be a powerful tool for fighting climate change. But we can't forget about the downsides too, especially when it comes to jobs.
That's true. As AI gets better, it's going to automate some jobs for sure. So we got to think about how to prepare people for those changes and make sure everyone benefits from AI, not just a select few.
So do you think robots are going to take over all the jobs and leave us with nothing to do?
I don't think it's that black and white.
Yeah.
Some jobs will be done by robots, but AI will also create new jobs and opportunities.
Mm.
We need to focus on training people and teaching them new skills so they can thrive in a world with AI.
It's like we're entering a new phase where humans and machines work together, where AI helps us do things we never thought possible.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between human creativity and what AI can do working together to make a better future for everyone.
Well said. It's amazing how every week there's something new happening with AI, good and bad. It makes you rethink what it means to live in a world shaped by AI.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time to be alive watching this technology change so fast. But as we go into this new world, we got to remember that we have the power to shape how AI develops. It's up to us to make sure it benefits all of humanity.
And on that note, we've come to the end of our AI deep dive for today. Hopefully you found it interesting and made you think a bit.
I enjoy talking about these topics with you. I always learn something new when we do these deep dives into the world of AI.
Me too. It's incredible to see how far this tech has come in such a short time. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Me neither. Until next time, everyone, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning. AI is changing all the time, and there's always something new to discover.
It does feel like AI is this amazing tool, you know, with so much potential to do good. But we have to be smart about the risks, too.
It's kind of like fire, right? You can use it to cook your food or heat your house or make all sorts of things. But if you're not careful, it can burn you. AI is like that, too.
Yeah.
Powerful, and it can change the world, but we got to use it wisely.
So with AI changing so fast, what can we do like right now to make sure AI is a good thing for everyone in the future?
That's a really important question. We can't just sit back and be amazed by the new stuff. We need to be part of shaping how AI develops. That means talking openly and honestly about the ethics, you know, working with policymakers, pushing for good regulations, and just learning as much as we can about AI and teaching others too.
I think sometimes people feel like all this is happening way too fast and they don't even know where to start. What would you say to someone who feels overwhelmed and wants to do something?
I'd tell them to start by just staying informed. Keep learning about AI and how it's affecting us. Then find ways to join the conversation. There are groups everywhere online in your community dedicated to talking about the ethics of AI. Share your thoughts, ask questions, connect with people who feel the same way.
And remember, even small things can make a difference. Talk to your friends and family about AI. Share an article online. Write to your representatives about what you're worried about.
Exactly. The future of AI isn't set in stone. We're all creating it together, and what we do and say matters.
Well, I think we've talked about a lot today, from social media to robot moose feed and these huge predictions. It's been a wild ride through the world of AI.
It really has. And hopefully you're walking away feeling both excited about the possibilities and thinking about the things we need to be careful about with this technology.
I definitely am. So to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, the world of AI is always changing. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning. We'll see you next time.